Ever wonder if you could, like, breathe your way to a whole new state of mind?
Interesting.
That's what we're diving into today.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Tibetan Buddhist art meets cutting-edge tech. We're
Wow.
talking about ethereal phenomena.
Okay.
It's an art installation, but it uses your breath.
Your breath.
Yeah, to guide you towards, well, it's supposed to get you closer to a state of pure consciousness.
Wow, that's a pretty lofty goal for a machine.
It is.
I mean, it's interesting how they're trying to bridge that gap, like ancient wisdom and modern technology all in one.
Exactly. And it all starts with those Tibetan thangkas. Have you heard of
Oh
those?
yeah, those intricate paintings.
Yes. Often used for meditation.
Right, all right.
Well, imagine that coming to life.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Responding to your every breath. It's wild. So they use these breath sensors, headphones for immersive sound, the whole experience. It's designed to promote well-being and hopefully help you touch that, state of pure consciousness.
Ambitious. I like it. But it's not just some like gimmicky art piece, right?
No, not at all.
They actually did their research, like
Idiot.
really rooted it in science and tradition.
Yeah, especially when it comes to the science of breath.
Right. Because there's a real difference between like how we often breathe, that shallow chest breathing, versus that deep, slow abdominal breathing.
Exactly.
That's the stuff that really calms your nervous system down.
And that's what ethereal phenomena taps into.
Oh, cool. How so?
They've got sensors tracking both your chest and abdominal breathing. So as you become more aware and you naturally shift to that slower rhythm, the whole installation responds.
What? It responds. Like, how?
Visuals change, the soundscapes shift.
No way.
Yeah, it's this beautiful feedback loop, encouraging you deeper into a meditative state.
So wait, the artwork around you actually transforms based on how you breathe?
That's exactly it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what am I looking at here? Give me the visual.
Okay, so picture this.
Okay.
A central Buddha figure, surrounded by lotus flowers, mandalas, mountains, clouds.
Wow, it sounds beautiful already.
It is! And all of these elements are reacting to your breath.
No way. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So as I breathe, they shift and move.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So it's like I'm, what, breathing life into this artwork or
That
something?
way, yeah.
That's an incredible concept. And all of this, it ties back to Tibetan Buddhism.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how?
Just like in those Thangka paintings, every detail is intentional.
Interesting.
So take the lotus flower, for example. It represents purity, enlightenment,
Right.
direct connection to the installation's goal.
It all ties together. Even the colors, I bet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're talking blues, purples, greens, those colors associated with calmness, with relaxation.
Makes sense. Set the tone for the experience.
It really does.
Wow. This is fascinating. It's amazing how deeply rooted this technology is in this, like, centuries-old tradition.
So it's not just visual, though, right? You said something about sound.
Oh, yeah.
What's the audio experience like?
Imagine this. Tibetan bells chanting, soundscapes that like ebb and flow with your breath.
Wow. In sync with your breath.
Seriously.
Yeah, just like the visuals, the audio is designed to soothe and guide you deeper.
It's like this incredible synergy going on between what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and how you're breathing.
Exactly.
It's almost like the installation is encouraging you, without you even realizing it, to breathe more deeply and slowly.
Subtly guiding you.
Wow. This is wild.
It makes you wonder, though, like, does it actually work?
What?
This whole
Oh,
thing.
yeah.
I mean, it sounds amazing, but
Right.
creating an atmosphere is one thing, but can it actually, like, influence your state of mind?
Yeah.
Did they study that?
They did, yeah. They actually did a whole study on
I
it,
know. Well.
comparing people who meditated with ethereal phenomena to, like, a control group who just did regular meditation.
Okay.
And the results were fascinating.
What did they find?
So those using the installation, they reported feeling way more relaxed, more focused, more aware of their breath.
Interesting. See, that's always been my problem with meditation, staying focused. It's
Breath.
so hard. This almost sounds too good to be true. Like it's that easy.
Well, it's not just about like the data, you know.
What else?
What's really cool are the actual experiences that people described, you know.
Okay, what were they saying?
Things like time, feeling, different, distorted,
Really?
that mental chatter just dissolving,
Hmm.
feeling totally enveloped by the experience.
Wow, those are some powerful descriptions. I
Oh.
can practically feel the tranquility just hearing you describe it. It seems like it might actually be helping people access those, deeper states of consciousness that meditation is all about.
Yeah.
But with a little, I don't know, technological boost.
That's what's really interesting. Researchers actually compared some of what people described with ethereal phenomena to this thing called transcendental meditation.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and particularly this idea of pure consciousness. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, isn't that like a state of mental stillness?
Exactly, like total unity. And that's something a lot of meditative practices are trying to achieve.
So you're saying this art installation with its cool visuals and sounds is potentially inducing a similar state to what, like, seasoned meditators spend years working towards? How is that even possible?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? And it's something researchers are still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
It's important to remember we're talking about subjective experiences here.
Of course, yeah.
And there's still a ton we don't know about consciousness itself.
Absolutely.
But these findings, they're exciting.
They are.
They're opening up all these possibilities about how we can use art, use technology to maybe enhance, maybe even induce these altered states of awareness.
That's incredible.
It really is.
It really makes you think about what other doors we could open when we start blending those ancient practices with modern tech.
Exactly.
If just breathing, guided by art and technology, can have such a profound effect on our experience, like, what else is possible? It really does make you think about what else is possible.
Totally.
And beyond just, like, the personal benefits,
right,
what other applications could there be for this kind of technology?
Oh, man. So many possibilities. Think about it.
Yeah.
The therapeutic applications.
Okay.
Making meditation more accessible.
Yeah.
For people who, you know, they struggle with traditional methods.
Right, right.
This could be huge.
Yeah.
For people dealing with anxiety, stress, even chronic pain.
That's really amazing to think about.
Yes.
How combining these two things, technology and tradition, could really open those doors for people.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked a lot about relaxation and mindfulness.
Right.
But do you think something like this could also be used for, like, boosting creativity?
Oh, interesting.
You know, tapping into those deeper states of awareness and coming up with, like, new ideas, solutions, that kind of thing.
That's a fascinating thought. Mm. There's definitely a connection, you know, between those states of deep focus and the ability to really think outside the box.
Right.
Mm. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. If ethereal phenomena, or at least future versions of it, could really unlock new levels of creative potential.
It's like we're only just beginning to scratch the surface here of what's possible when we start blending these things together.
It's true.
Ethereal phenomena is just one example.
Right.
It's not just art. It's not just technology.
It's both.
It's like a bridge to understanding ourselves better, our potential.
And it leaves us with questions, too. You know,
Definitely.
Is this really a shortcut to enlightenment, I mean? Or is it, you know, just a really powerful tool for well-being?
Right.
I don't know if we have the answer to that.
Yeah.
But maybe it's more about keeping our minds open.
Exactly.
To all the possibilities.
Absolutely. And who knows what other intersections, what other amazing things are out there waiting to be discovered.
Right.
When we start looking at the overlap between art and technology and consciousness.
Exactly.
If this deep dive has sparked your curiosity. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Let's keep this conversation going.
Let's do it.
Head over to social media.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
Share your thoughts.
What other areas of life could benefit from this kind of approach? Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.